is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Boeing machinists in the Seattle area have voted overwhelmingly to reject a contract. They also voted to authorize their union to strike. Here's Union President John Holden.
We're ready. I know our members are ready. And so we'll take it in stride. It'll be a little bit chaotic at first, but we'll get our feet under us as we, you know, picket the sites and send a strong message that our members deserve better.
The largest wildfire now burning in Southern California has charred at least 80 square miles and is 0% contained. The fires incinerated at least 40 homes and cabins in some mountain communities where Chuck Lyons lives.
My neighbor that lives across the street called and said, "Your house is fully engulfed." And what a loss. But it takes a couple days for something like that to hit you and you realize the magnitude of your loss.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to take flack for making unsubstantiated claims about Haitian migrants eating pets. And that's not all, says CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He is also under fire for traveling to campaign events and 9/11 commemorations this week with Laura Loomer, who has claimed 9/11 was an inside job and has a history of making racist comments. Just this weekend, she trotted out bigoted tropes about the vice president's Indian heritage, writing that, quote, "If Kamala Harris wins, the White House will smell like curry, and White House speeches will be facilitated via a call center."
Elon Musk is expected to close the offices of X, formerly Twitter, in San Francisco and move the operation to Texas. Reaction from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Over the past couple of years, Elon Musk has increasingly become an extreme online presence, particularly when it comes to LGBT rights and laws in Twitter's home state of California.
A big package delivery company is suing a pillow company owned by an election denier.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow.
DHL is suing MyPillow, alleging the company's chief pitchman, Mike Lindell, owes nearly $800,000 for unpaid bills. The lawsuit filed in Minneapolis is the latest legal dispute involving MyPillow and Lindell. Lindell says that MyPillow stopped using DHL over a year ago in a dispute over shipments that he said was DHL's fault. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We've learned that genealogist Frazine Taylor, who helped many African Americans learn about their family history, died over the summer. She spent decades as an archivist at Alabama State University, trying to put pieces of puzzles together. Frazine Taylor was 79 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can't go, and that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight hours with light winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Our winds out of the southeast, gusting up around 20. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll get you ready for the Packers home opener as they get set to host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, plus a visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Thursday. That means we're going to be talking sports. Ooh. At 11:33 today, Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will be joining us, and Packers game Sunday, noon kickoff, could have a different quarterback.
Oh, I think we're having a different quarterback. Calvin, yeah. You think we're going to have a different quarterback?
Well, yes, unfortunately. At least for this week.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kid. Malik.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of pressure. I mean, this is what they wait for their whole career, right?
Absolutely.
Is a shot, but like, okay, kid, get ready. Here you go.
But the thing is, it's not like an Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre thing where the aging quarterback is like, oh, they're on their way out, or maybe they're not as good. It's like the brand new guys. Like, you're only here for a couple of games. Don't get your hopes up. We didn't make you a personalized jersey. It's going to be it's fine.
Well, we'll find out more about that, what the outlook is for Jordan Love as he's dealing with that injury. And then there's some Lego news that I know Greg is very excited about, related to the Brewers. So that's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Stay with us. That's a little bit later on. We are going to kick off the show, though, with a California guy update. We have not talked about Tammy Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, very much recently. There's been a couple other things going on.
Because there isn't much to talk about.
He's got attack. You know, Eric Hovde, professional rake stepper.
Oh, yeah.
Continues rake stepping.
Yeah,
he's narrowed down on what's going to get her this time, Greg.
Here's the thing: is when I'm walking around, I'm like, there are absolutely no rakes here, none whatsoever. And Eric Hovde's like, hold my beer, I gotta go jump in a lake and step on a rake.
I'll find one.
He's rake. Yeah, he finds all the rakes.
He does find.
He's
all
the rake whisperer.
Oh, I like that. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde calling on Senator Tammy Baldwin to disclose her partner's assets and clients over what he says is a potential conflict of interest between the senator and her partner, who is a private wealth advisor. There is one little oopsie, though. Senator Baldwin is not required to disclose such information under current Senate rules. They're not married. It's her partner.
Yeah.
And they bought a property together. They bought a condo together in D.C. $1.2 million, which doesn't sound like, for D.C., that seems pretty middle of the road.
I can tell you right now, if they have a $1.2 million condo. Now, yeah, actually, listen to this for a second, Wisconsinites. When they try to sell you on this idea of a $1.2 million home, I know somebody who has an $800,000 apartment in D.C. It is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's not ornate. It's fine. It does the job. It does exactly what it's supposed to. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
But we're not talking mansions. We're not talking butlers. D.C. is one of the most expensive cities in the country to live in. That's why a lot of congressmen and senators live with each other in apartments.
Or they live in Virginia.
Exactly. So when they say $1.2 million, that's modest. That is modest to – that's almost – working class. I was gonna, DC.
Yeah, it's not. You're not at the upper end.
No,
when you're talking about a $1.2 million condo.
Absolutely not.
And like you said, I'm pretty sure she doesn't have a butler.
I'll be your butler. She seems cool. We'll hang.
The Hufty campaign says that Senator Baldwin's position and her partner's work advising ultra wealthy clients creates the appearance of significant conflicts of interest. And said the relationship should be investigated. Once again, we're going back to the appearance of the appearance of potential voter fraud with the drop boxes.
Yeah.
It's not happening. There's no proof that it's happening, but it might look like it's happening.
Jane, oh, when you do that with your booga, hands.
Booga.
Calvin, there's voter fraud everywhere. It's they have nothing.
No, they really don't.
Nothing.
They got Zippo. Senator Baldwin should immediately disclose her partner's assets and client list. No.
To quote my friends who speak Spanish, ¿por qué?
There is no evidence, according to the Journal Sentinel, there is no evidence Baldwin has used her influence to benefit her partner or her clients, and because they're not married.
Yeah.
Baldwin is not required to disclose Brisbane's assets. If they were married, that would be a different thing. They're not.
I'll bet you this, too. If they were married, which they can be if they want, they can be. Do your thing. Love who you love. It's fine. She would. Because that's the kind of person she is.
Yes.
I mean, she's the kind of person who follows. And they're not even like laws. They're just. You're expected to disclose your assets. You're supposed to put your stuff into a blind trust. You're supposed to make yourself 100% transparent to the voters who you are asking for their support. That's what she does. That's what a lot, regardless of party, a lot of them do that. Things have changed because it's not a law.
Right.
But Tammy Baldwin, if she was married and that was the law, there'd be no doubt.
Baldwin campaign spokesperson Andrew Mamo says Eric Hovde's attempt to attack the person Tammy Baldwin is dating is sad and desperate. Tammy works for the people of Wisconsin and only the people of Wisconsin. The attacks from the Hovde campaign come from her partner's previous work managing a biotechnology mutual fund. The Senate subcommittee that Baldwin is the chair of oversees money to HHS and the National Institutes of Health, including biomedical research and engineering. That's not a stretch at all.
No.
The site makes no mention of current work in the field. Baldwin's campaign says it does not know the nature of Maria's portfolio. That's her partner's business.
Private, doesn't have to show it, period.
Remember when Eric Hovde was asked about his wealth?
Yeah, I remember that. I think we have some audio evidence of that interaction.
He's asked, are you going to disclose how much you're worth? And this was what California guy said in response. Calvin, let's play that clip.
I'm not going to get into that question. And why not? Why would I?
Oh.
Why would I? I'm successful. You know, in America, part of the American dream is to be successful, work hard. So I've worked my tail off. I've been a workaholic. I've taken an enormous amount of risk. And what have I done with my success? I've built homes all over the world, rescuing and saving children out of slavery, sex trafficking. It's amazing how you guys don't talk about that. If I was a Democrat, you'd be talking about that all the time. Or all the stuff I do here in Madison.
I'm not going to answer that. No.
It is the laughter, the ha 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 ha, why not? Why should I?
Right.
It's that turn.
I don't owe you anything.
Yeah. And what's weird is that the day or two that coincided with like two ads coming out about him doing work in Africa, which we have stated before, if it's legit work, if he is doing the good work for the people and awesome.
Yes.
He should talk about that more from the beginning.
And I would love to see an investigative piece on that. I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah.
To look into what he says he has done. That would be wonderful.
Sue from Franklin, listen to WAUK, said it best, quoting you, good for thee, but not for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the double it's these double standards that just drive me crazy.
Yes. I mean, it is happening, whether it's this type of situation, the age thing between Biden and Trump, the debate, the way they handled the debate as far as microphones went, and he didn't win, so now it's all like, oh, she had advantages. No.
You lost.
He sucked. He was bad.
You just lost.
Guess who was bad, too? Biden was bad.
Yes, it's just he was bad.
So, yeah, this double standard thing makes me so angry because then people listen to him and they say, yeah, why doesn't the unmarried senator disclose assets? Because they don't have to.
Well, and Sue from Franklin also says, sure, assets maybe, but not her clients.
Yeah.
That's a private business. She's a wealth advisor. I mean, come on.
She'd never get a client again if they
absolutely.
Found. Yeah.
And she's not the boy. Tom from West Dallas texting and listening on WAUK. How come they haven't investigated Trump when he was running for president and all his financial dealings, especially when he declined to put all his stuff into a blind trust?
Oh, I mean, that was.
Oh, yeah.
It was the no blind trust. It was the not divesting yourself from your interest. It was the I'll give you my taxes when I stop being audited. I'm being audited all the time.
Right. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that was the first in 2016, the first time since in 40 years a candidate for president had not disclosed their taxes to the American people because it's not a law. They don't have to do it. It's expected to.
Right.
It's good. It's
the right thing to do.
It's standard operating procedure. But he said no, and now people were like, well, he shouldn't have to if he doesn't want to. It's like, well, he's being audited. No, he's not.
Jake from Madison, listening on the app on WXCO. I'll tell you what, Tammy can talk about what her partner is invested in after Eric Hovde reveals how much he and his investments will benefit from the tax cuts that he supports. I like that.
I love that.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
His wealth lies somewhere around the $500 million mark right now. Folks, if he gets into office, he will become a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
As a senator to this country.
And we're going to see him just as much as we've seen him in the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
Once he's in Washington, we will. It's like Ron Johnson. The only time we're going to ever see Eric Hovde again if he gets elected to the Senate is on Fox. That's the only time we'll ever see him.
Hey, Wisconsin, do you want to vote for California's third senator? Vote Eric Hovde, because that's where he'll be.
Yeah, he'll be in California, and he'll be in Washington.
Yep.
We'll keep this going if you would like to chime in. 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. What else to do about it? Yeah!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's just, a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Make it short, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about Eric Hovde. California guy, lake sitting, axe throwing California guy, Eric Hovde, now attacking Tammy Baldwin. He wants her partner to disclose her assets and her clients over what he says is a potential conflict of interest between the senator and her private wealth advisor partner. There's just this little thing, Eric. We know you don't actually know how things work in government because you've never been in government. She's not required to do that. They're not married.
Nope. Womp, womp.
Just little picky details, things like that. Calvin, what do you want to say?
Well, I just think, and I can try to find the clip, but it's rich that he's talking about conflicts of interest with investments. When I heard a clip the other day where he was asked about a foreign government having a savings account in his bank, and he said it wasn't that big a deal because it was only like $200,000.
Meh.
Let's go back to that statement. Good for thee, but not for me.
Good for me, but not for thee.
Good, yes.
Yes, good for me, but not for thee.
Flipping the script, Jane.
They got nothing.
They have, okay. Jane, remember the old adage in the GOP personal responsibility?
The party
of personal responsibility. They love to stand on mountains and tout it. For all to hear while pulling up their bootstraps. Where did that go?
Well, I think it kind of went bye-bye when Donald Trump stood and said, I don't take any responsibility at all for the mess of the COVID disaster and the 1 million Americans who died. I think that was kind of the end of the whole, we own personal responsibility. Now we're not responsible for anything.
Oh, yeah. He stood on a debate stage this past Tuesday and said flat out to the moderators, I take no responsibility for January 6th.
Yeah, he doesn't take responsibility for anything, unless it's good.
Yeah.
Then he'll...
Which he has said out loud, too.
Oh, yeah, he'll take responsibility for the Biden economy. He'll take responsibility for the jobs Biden has created. But anything bad is always someone else's fault, which is exactly what you want in a commander-in-chief.
I heard the idea to re-record Taylor Swift's records as Taylor's version were all his ideas, too. I mean, he's just popping and crackling with ideas. Yeah, I mean, seriously, anyone listening who agrees with the MAGA movement, call us right now and tell me why you are the party of responsibility, or personal responsibility, because there are zero examples of them.
Jake from Madison also texting again. Hovde's success is from his daddy's money and connections and outsourcing companies for hedge fund profits.
Oh, my gosh. We should actually dig deeper before the election on the fact that he is about getting companies that move overseas and fire American workers who live in this state. He is not good for our economy. He's not good for this state. That's why he should stay in California, where he can just blend in with all the other millionaires who just do nothing with their time.
Well, and if you're in Madison, I would love to hear from you about all the wonderful things that Eric Hovde and his family have done for the city of Madison. I know there's that one bar in particular that people were really just delighted that the Hovdes bought it and then let it sit
for 25 years.
Decades, and did nothing.
And then when they could, tore it down.
Yeah, tore it down. So if you're in Madison, please check in with us and sing Mr. Hovde's praises. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Well, I am not a supporter of the criminal, and I'm not from Madison. But, you know, I'm a school bus driver, and what really disturbs me are all these parents who support this criminal, this felon, this narcissistic maniac, who are passing this stupidity onto their children. What kind of examples are they setting as parents to have and want somebody like this as the president of the United States?
And, Cindy, I'm wondering, in the course of your driving school bus, since Trump took office, because there were articles at the time talking to teachers and how they saw the language that kids were using change after Trump was elected and becoming more coarse and more cruel because they're emulating him. Did you, have you seen that? Have you noticed that among the kids who ride your bus?
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing is, I'd say 99% of the kids on the bus are from families that support him. So there really isn't anybody that doesn't. Otherwise, they'd probably be ostracized. But, yeah, in general, our whole society's declined because of that moron running this country into the ground.
Well, hopefully there are enough people waking up to the fact that we have a good alternative now, and we don't have to keep going down that horrible, dark, depressing path and move forward to a positive future. And I think that that is the big difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Thank you so much, Cindy. You're a saint for being a bus driver.
Absolutely. The patience, I can't even imagine.
That's where duct tape and I would then come back into play.
But Jane, kids, and duct tape. A brand new show on Civic Media. we've been told it's been canceled.
All right. Was quick.
But that's true. I mean, Calvin, I don't know about you, but you watch TikTok videos. I watch TikTok videos and Instagram videos. You watch children acting in ways that reflect the current state of being in our politics, which is I can do whatever I want and there are no consequences.
Right.
And if you try to do anything, my parents will get at you.
Yep.
And I don't like generational squabbling. I think it does nothing. I think it's another way to further divide us, but we've had people call the show, call this network, saying they know Donald Trump is a bad person, but they're going to vote for him anyways. And we've asked the question, would you want Donald Trump or anyone who thinks like him to be alone with your mom, your daughter, your grandkid, your kid? Would you trust them to babysit them? Probably not. You'd think twice. So why are you voting for him? Why are you allowing him to influence your children's life? Because that influence gets through you to them. He's not doing your...
Absolutely.
This is on you.
You're channeling it to your kids. I believe we have enough time to run a completely legitimate and totally real attack ad against Tammy Baldwin just to kind of try and make things balanced.
Yeah.
So, fair. Calvin, let's play that Tammy attack ad real quickly, please.
Well, Wisconsin, have you had enough yet? Think about it. Senator Tammy Baldwin just keeps doing things on your behalf, like helping lower the cost of life-saving insulin, bringing home billions for Wisconsin bridges and airports, fighting for schools, child care, clean water, and affordable health care. And never forget, Senator Tammy Baldwin has lived her entire life right here in Wisconsin. What does she know? So vote for the lake-sitting, axe-throwing California guy in November. He's a self-made millionaire. Just ask his dad. And once he's in Washington, he'll be in Wisconsin even less than he has the last couple decades. You can bank on it.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC.
News is coming up next. Stay close. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief, Boeing machinists have voted overwhelmingly to reject a proposed contract and go on strike. Union President John Holden.
They voted to strike by 96%.
The contract included a 25% raise over 4 years. Employees are demanding 40%. Heavy rain in the South, says WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
Memphis will pick up somewhere between, say, 3 and 5 inches of rain, so close to half a foot. Birmingham, Alabama, not even going to take the bulk of the storm, but the bands have been so heavy in Birmingham. Birmingham could see, you know, 5 to 8 inches of rain.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says the money we earn for working more than 40 hours a week should be tax-free.
I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that.
He's previously said he wants to end taxes on tips and Social Security benefits. CBS.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The candidates for 8th District Congress in Northeast Wisconsin will debate in 2 weeks. More from Lisa Hale.
Democrat Kristen Lierley and Republican Tony Weed have agreed to a debate proposed by the independent nonprofit Mouth Center in Green Bay. The debate will be on September 27th, but no time has been announced yet. It will be televised on WBAY. I'm Lisa Hale.
Appleton has the best-tasting tap water in Wisconsin, according to the local utility officials from around the state. The Wisconsin American Water Works Associated held its fall conference in Madison. Appleton sources its water from Lake Winnebago. The city's water ranked highest for taste, odor, and texture. Appleton goes on to the national contest next summer in Denver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. At Nightlight, we talk about movies and TV and everything involving the arts. Sometimes we get a great suggestion from one of our guests of what we should be watching, and the other night was just such an occasion. Guest and author comedian Roger Rittenhouse recommended the action drama film Rebel Ridge, starring Aaron Pierre and Don Johnson. Pierre is currently working on the Lion King prequel as the voice for Mufasa. Turns out he's pretty good at the live-action stuff, too. He plays a soft-spoken, mysterious victim, or so we think, as he is pitted against a crooked small-town sheriff played by Don Johnson. Also in the film is David Denman. You might know him from the sitcom The Office as Roy, Pam's fiancé. Denman is carving out a nice career for himself, choosing different roles and at times playing offbeat bad guys. The movie is like a smarter version of Rambo. It's available to stream on Netflix, and it's getting a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight hours with light winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Our winds out of the southeast, gusting up around 20. It's 60 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would be complex. I would be cool. They'd say I played the field before I found someone to commit to. And that would be okay for me to do.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Mattenair on air. Jane Mattenair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream, on our feeds on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Yep, Tay-Tay is making them cray-cray, and we're getting... How do you do, fellow kids? How do I do? How is that? We're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Would you like to vape while doing the Twitch?
We're going to talk about Taylor Swift and the reaction among some.
Reaction? That's being very nice.
It's so funny. Since she has endorsed the Harris Walls ticket, and it's we'll get to that in just a little bit. We have been talking, though, about California Lake Sitting Axe Throwing Eric Hovde coming after Tammy Baldwin, now demanding that her partner... Again, partner, not married partner.
Legally married.
No, they're not married. They want her partner to disclose her assets and release her client list because she's in wealth management. And yeah, that's not going to happen, Eric. It's not a thing. She doesn't have to. Keep trying. Keep shooting. We did play a completely real and totally legitimate attack ad right before the news. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling there's a new one coming.
Have you been contacted by this group?
Well, when we were on vacation.
Yes. Oh, they went international.
They did go international. It was kind of strange.
Okay.
Husband and I sitting along the beach, watching the waves come in.
Mm-hmm.
And this big fish swims by and goes, spits out this little...
Thumb drive?
Yes.
There it is.
That thing. In a plastic bag, which was nice.
And see, folks, that's why you should never use plastic bags. They get in the mouths of
fish. They do.
And it's just bad for the environment.
But yeah, so he spit out this thumb drive with a new attack ad on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that hopefully by the end of the week.
Yeah.
We'll be able to share that completely real.
You mean
totally,
by tomorrow?
Well, yes, tomorrow. Maybe Monday.
Yeah, there you go.
The new attack ad will be ready. But we wanted to get around to some of your texts that have been coming in as they go along. We were talking about Eric Hovde and all of his accomplishments, and he says he's done so much for Madison and his family's done so much for Madison. So we'd love to hear from people from Madison about all the wonderful things that Eric and his family have done in Madison. Jake texting in, Hovde tore down the Silver Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Badger, that was a beloved place.
Yep.
All they've done is property ownership in Madison and some minor charity work that they support. Well, that is their prerogative. It's their money. They will support the things that speak to them. But yeah, it's not like they're beloved in Madison. They love them in Orange County, California. Not quite feeling the same amount of love from people in Madison.
We were also talking about the influence that Trump has on people, therefore their children, grandchildren, as brought up by Cindy from Appleton, who's longtime caller, longtime listener.
And a school bus driver.
So that is a different kind of hero in my book.
Absolutely.
We got a text message from Matt in Germantown. We hope you had a great time on your European vacation, Matt, listening to WAUK. Speaking to that, called, my wife works at a printing shop and someone came in to have a T-shirt made with Trump's photo at the assassination attempt on it for his 10-year-old son.
Oh, I believe that, Matt. I mean, if you look at old... and not even that old pictures at Trump rallies.
Yeah.
There were little kids younger than 10
mm-hmm.
with F Joe and the Ho shirts on.
Yeah. And those are the ones. And the more they do stuff like that, the more super sensitive they are, where if they were listening to this, they would be incensed. They're so fragile.
But I would never encourage anyone to get a T-shirt for their child that says F Donald Trump. ever.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the mere fact that we're talking about them in this, in a contained, like, discussion. We're not making grand claims. We're not using profanity. We're not going personal. We're talking about the fact that this is a failed leader who has no policies, no plans, and only likes to sling mud and point at other people when it comes to responsibility. People who don their kids in garb like that, that say, you know, F you, Joe and the hoe, which is disgusting.
It is.
Would hear us talk about this right now and be like, how dare you? That's how you don't love America. They're so fragile, but yet they basically this, Jane. They dish it out so well, but they can't even come close to taking it. Just like their dear leader.
Well, that's for sure. Yes, he can take a joke so well.
Oh, my gosh. He's got the best sense of humor.
The bestest.
He has the best jokes.
Tom from West Dallas, listening on WAUK. Here's the truth. Trump's MAGA supporters don't measure his success by what he does for them. They measure it by what he does against the people they don't like. That's why they see him as successful. And this is why they will never abandon him. His tormenting of others is what sustains them. I absolutely agree with you, Tom, and I think it's tragic, but I've said for a long time that MAGA supporters love him because they believe he is going to harm the people they hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the loyalty and devotion comes from.
Yeah.
He's never going to turn that on us. But this guy down here who lives down my block that I hate, he's going to do it to him.
Oh, we just got a call. You don't have enough Trump signs on your lawn, so we're going to have to do so. It's going to start with a fine. But what do you mean? I love Trump. Yeah, but you don't love him enough now. We've talked about it many, many times. The goalposts will be they're always changed. They're always moved. Your supporter today is a rhino tomorrow. If you do not absolutely full-throatedly declare your fealty to this man.
And toe the line.
You know who's never asked for that? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. I mean, I would even say George Bush, Senior, Junior, even Ronald Reagan. They didn't say like, you don't have to lie. I mean, like, it's fine. You're not like anti-American if you don't vote for me. That's not how this works.
Well, yeah, not anymore. West from Middleton texting in, lifelong Madisonian here. I can confirm Hovde not beloved. We see the Hovde name, on some buildings, but most people in Madison only know him as the guy that loses the Senate race every few years. We have actual philanthropists and local heroes in this town, and Eric Hovde ain't one of them.
Eric Hovde, not beloved. And then finally, Matt from, once again, from Germantown. There was a crazy guy on the radio that wanted a hat made with Harris Walz on it. I don't know who that guy is. He might be performing comedy on Saturday wearing that hat. Who knows? I'll tell you more about it later, tomorrow.
Someone's doing stand-up this weekend.
Hey, yeah, I am. Shameless plug.
All right. We'll have more details tomorrow, 11:50.
Yep.
Tune in for that. All right. Tay-Tay is making them just cray-cray.
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor Swift, of course, after the debate on Tuesday night between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket.
Yep.
We kind of hoped and assumed that this would happen.
Yeah.
She does have 268 million followers on Instagram. Obviously, not all of those are eligible voters. She's got fans all over the world. Mm-hmm. But I did see something, and maybe you saw this, Calvin, that after her endorsement, there were at least 300,000 hits on voter registration sites.
Yes.
So whether or not all those people did register, I don't know. But at least there were a bunch more people that were checking it out.
And this isn't the first time this has happened either. She didn't make an endorsement. I think it was earlier this year or last year. But she said, hey, register to vote. And registered quite a few people.
Yeah.
You know, the right wanted to say, oh, she registered 10 million people. Wow, they're all going to vote illegally. But she voted, I think, like 20,000 did.
I thought it was like 37,000.
Yeah, it was something like that. It wasn't over. It was great.
It's great.
One registration is better than nothing. But it wasn't like they want to paint it as if it's two ways with them. She either commands this army that will do whatever she says because they're mindless automatons who just follow the rules of Tay-Tay, or she's a billionaire up in her castle who has no connection to people and should shut up and sing. It's that's
those are the choices.
There's no in between. And this, by the way, is not new. She endorsed Biden in 2020. So she's done this before. And the fact she endorsed Harris and Walz is no surprise.
No, it's not.
I think it's the way she did it and what and the words she said. She didn't just say, I'm voting for Harris Walz. She made an impassioned post about why she and the important issues, specifically women's health, reproductive health, queer rights.
Yep, LGBTQ plus.
And so makes sense. Oh, by the way, side note, if you wanted a great post to read, Linda Ronstadt's post about why she's supporting Harrison Walz, the lady, she's been ill for a long time. She doesn't go out in the world, but she still is sharp and don't mess with Linda Ronstadt.
Well, find that. Take a look for that. We'll share that.
Yeah. But in this, if she was a Republican, they would love it.
Oh, my God. They wish they had someone like her. They would kill for someone like her.
Yeah.
That is not, however, the impression that we're getting over the airwaves.
No?
No.
No?
Kevin, let's play this clip from Republican vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance appearing on Fox News talking about Taylor Swift's endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket.
It was interesting last night that Taylor Swift gave her endorsement of Harris and Walz right after. She has 283 million followers on Instagram. And I'm sure that someone brought to your attention that she signed it, Childless Cat Lady. This is a phrase that you are going to hear in your dreams and your nightmares probably for many years to come.
Oh, tombstone, baby.
How do you speak to women voters who obviously... They care about what she thinks.
Of course. Well, look, we admire Taylor Swift's music, but I don't think most Americans, whether they like her music or fans of hers or not, are going to be influenced by a billionaire celebrity who I think is fundamentally disconnected from the interests and the problems of most Americans.
But Donald Trump does. Donald Trump knows regular folks. Donald Trump knows the struggles of regular American people because he knows that when you go to the grocery store, you need ID to buy a loaf of bread, which you don't need ID to buy a loaf of bread.
Are you talking about bread fraud?
Rampant bread fraud.
Rampant bread fraud. Now I sound like a Kennedy.
But J.D., you have to, can you not just see the words coming out of your mouth like in those little bubbles and you're seeing your actual words and you're going, you know what? That is a really stupid thing I just said.
No, because they have no. Because that's the first, that's 101. No self-awareness, no thoughts of consequence, never be wrong. Every word you say is right and you walk away and let it happen.
You can't, that's an old Roy Cohn trick who was Donald Trump's favorite crooked lawyer.
Yeah.
You double down. You never admit you're wrong. You double down and you keep saying it and you keep hitting it. And eventually the lie will become perception and perception becomes reality.
Exactly. J.D. Vance will. I mean, look, J.D. Vance called Trump America's Hitler and he walked away from it. He deleted the tweets. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Twitter, what's Twitter? There's no awareness for them. And they say whatever they want because they know their certain audience will be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's true.
Totally. Absolutely.
Brendan from New Jersey is on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I know you're up against the break here, but yeah, I just wanted to mention two things. How funny that he's talking about a billionaires that don't relate with the public when he's backed by a guy who wants to freeze his head.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going to die. Secondly, you guys have got to go find the clip of the Venezuelan reporter questioning Stephen Miller at the RNC
yes.
about his numbers. It is the funniest thing you'll ever seen. He blows his top and loses his temper. It's hysterical.
It is. You're right, Brendan. And Greg and I were talking about this right before we came on the air. We're going to do a special segment tomorrow of all the best people focusing on Stephen Miller, who's very, very involved in the Trump administration. Thank you so much, Brendan. Appreciate it. Yes, we have a break coming up. We'll be right back. If you want to join us, we're going to keep talking about Tay-Tay making them cray-cray. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got crime.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calvi on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. All kinds of wonderful things come from our free app.
It's, well, I was going to say it's only $10,000 per download.
It's a free app.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you can listen to all of the stations all across the Civic Media Radio Network, which is vast.
And there's a new update coming out. In fact, it's very soon. It's going to allow you to, it will allow you to customize it even more. Sweet. It's very, very nice. I got to take a look at it. It's very cool.
Yeah. And there may be another, I don't know, contest or something coming up. So download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, and that enables you to call and text directly into whatever show you're listening to, which is pretty convenient.
Absolutely.
Don't have to dial it up.
No, they
but if you would, if you would like to,
yeah.
855-752-4842. Talking about Tay-Tay making them cray-cray, Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz after the presidential debate on Tuesday night, and some on the right are not handling this very well. I know it's shocking. We have another clip from Fox News, of course.
The fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. Calvin, let's play that clip as we continue to go cray-cray about Tay-Tay.
The tickets are extremely expensive to go see her. I know, because you know my Bella's 16th birthday. That's what she wanted. She's a huge Taylor Swift fan.
So disappointed in her.
And if we're going to pay that much money as consumers, you don't need to serve up politics for that. It's divided us as such a nation. Why can't she go to a concert without that? She can vote any kind of way she wants. She can talk about it.
Thank you.
People pay to see you, just perform. And by the way, I mean, this is just my take on that picture. If you're a backup dancer, why are you in a suit? I mean, you can see that
we'll
that's
explain.
A blazer and
yeah.
Your pants.
Because
like,
it's a guy.
That's, whoever it is is wearing a suit. And I don't know, maybe that, is there a song where she sings, I went to the corporate office? Like, I don't know.
Oh, here is Faulkner, obviously the fun one on Fox. You should have seen her little dance at the end. It was it was charming.
She's bringing the sass to mornings.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a clip of Megyn Kelly having an aneurysm. She was like, Taylor Swift, I hope you're happy. You just burned all your megas. It's like, first of all, how many mega people are really that huge of Taylor Swift fans? And second of all, she doesn't care.
And she doesn't. No, she doesn't care.
No.
She's worth $1 billion, isn't she?
Over $1 billion
She's worth over $1 billion. She affects global economies.
Yeah.
I think if she loses 30,000 fans, she's going to be okay with that. Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, but darling of the right, Ted Nugent, with his famous...
Remember him, kids? Ask your peepaw.
With his famous love song, Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang.
I didn't like hearing you say that.
Well, I did.
Cat Scratch Fever, a dedication to...
Child rape?
I was going to say STDs, but okay.
That works too. Ted Nugent, I believe, talks politics at his concerts all the time and has threatened political figures from the stage.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct. He threatened Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both on stage with gunplay and or just, you know, I think it was like he told Hillary to sit on his AK or his
and
machine.
Spin.
Yeah. It's he's a disgusting human being who is irrelevant at this point. And he in 2017 said he wanted the political rhetoric to cool down because I guess it was getting even too extreme for him. But that's not the case anymore. He's back on it because that's the only no one cares about, you know, your terrible songs from the 70s. Stranglehold, a song about beating someone. My guess, a woman. No one cares about those songs anymore, so you got to stay relevant somehow. And Kid Rock is stealing your thunder, in my opinion. So,
yeah, which that alone, Kid Rock is stealing your thunder. What a mean thing for you to say.
If Kid Rock is stealing your thunder, your pedestal wasn't that big to begin with, Calvin.
Yeah, I think part of the vitriol against Taylor Swift is they like. Have this imagined feeling of being slighted by her.
Yes, it's victimhood.
Well, yeah, because before she became, I guess, politically active, there was a community online that saw her as this like perfect Aryan princess.
Oh, God.
So now that she's very openly against that kind of thing, I think there's kind of like, well, she's a traitor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, she's the cheerleader who would never date me.
That's exactly what we were talking about, though. She was perfect, and then the goalpost got moved, and then they re-decided their thoughts on her, and they said, nope, she's not good enough because she was my perfect princess, but then she started talking.
Well, then she started thinking. Good God, exactly. What is she thinking?
So, just think like me. And let's be clear here. Taylor Swift's political like involvement, her activism, has been endorsing two candidates and telling people to vote. She's not marching at rallies. She's not going on television and you know, like taking down capitalism. She rides in a private jet. She's worth $1 billion. She's not this. If they had their own Taylor Swift, they would be in heaven right now, but they don't. In fact, all of their favorite entertainers, you put them all together, most likely don't have the same amount of followers and influence.
Who have they got? They've got Amber Rose.
Yeah, baby.
Who's the rapper with the face tats?
Which one?
Okay, they got a couple of those.
Yeah.
They have Kid Rock.
Yeah.
They have...
Hulk Hogan. Lee Greenwood.
Chachi. And yeah, Kevin Sorbo.
They love Kevin Sorbo. Hercules, not just...
But yeah, if they had, they would kill for a Taylor Swift.
Why aren't they telling them to shut up and just do their thing and act or sing or do whatever? Why, once again, this double standard we're going to talk about all the time on this show, because that is exactly what it is.
Absolutely. And because they no longer have any shame, that's why they're able to do it.
Yeah.
And know they're being massive hypocrites and they just don't care.
Yeah. That Megyn Kelly clip, Calvin, I watched as well. I showed it to Jane.
I'm surprised she didn't actually burst into flames.
She is losing her mind in a way she never did on Fox, but now she needs to be relevant, so she needs to be angry when I don't think she cares.
That's how you make a lot of money. Yep. Cindy from Wausau, Taylor is absolutely entitled to her opinion when it comes to politics. She's encouraging people to register to vote. She may have given her opinion, but she's encouraging people to vote no matter who they choose to vote for. Yes.
Exactly.
MyVote.wi.gov. Make sure you are registered to vote. We have news coming up next when we return to vote early or not to vote early. Is that still the question? You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.